It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week we're talking about in-between notifications. What if we redirected all this time we spend to God? You know, the Bible clearly states in there that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. But this whole thing about, I just don't have time, let's just be real. It's one of the most honest and revealing statements that we can make. Not because it's true, but because it feels true. Yes, your days are full. Our days are full. Our schedules are packed. Our minds are exhausted before our feet even hit the floor sometimes. Yet somehow we manage to find time for what matters the most to us. We find that time to scroll through social media, even if we're already tired. We find that time to binge just one more episode, answer just one more message, maybe replay more than one conversation in our heads. Time shows up when something captures our attention. So when we say we don't have time for God, what we're really saying is that he's competing with everything else and he's losing. The problem isn't a lack of time, it's a lack of intention. God doesn't need perfect morning routines or an uninterrupted hour. He isn't waiting for us to rearrange our entire lives. He is asking us to invite him into the life we're already living. You know, we often push God to the edges of our day. Early mornings we don't wake up for, late nights when we're too tired to focus. But God was never meant to be an appointment we squeeze in. He is meant to be the foundation everything else is built on. When God is first, time has a way of recognizing itself. This doesn't mean that life slows down. What it means is our heart does. Choosing God may look less like scrolling and more like stillness. Fewer excuses and more honesty. It may feel small. 5 minutes here, a whispered prayer there. But those small choices, those are made up of consistency, changing the direction of our lives. So today we ask ourselves the question, where does your time naturally go without effort? And what would it look like to give it to God, your best moments, instead of just what's left? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, forgive us for saying that we don't have time when we've simply filled it with other things. Teach us to be intentional with the moments that you've given us. Help us place you first, not perfectly, but faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.